Vale, your first enduro experience, how was it?
It was amazing. I mean, even this morning after breakfast, I wasn't sure if I'm going to even race. But I was kind of afraid to say no in front of Cecile, so I just did it for her.
Boss lady.
Boss lady, exactly. And yeah, first stage was, I was so nervous. Like, I've never been that nervous.
So even though it's like there's nothing on the line for you, let's say.
Yeah, but it's just because it's like so out of my comfort zone.
Is it,
like,
is I it didn't, sketchy or because like...
No, just because I didn't train for that kind of stuff.
Ah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I never rode tracks longer than 5 minutes. Like, the only track was, like, for William that was...
Yeah.
I did a full run on, and now I ride, like, tracks which are 15 minutes and I have no idea how my body is going to feel, like, on my eyes or...
Your eyes? You know? You worry about your eyes. Shit, man.
I was like, I can't see the track.
But it's got to... They've got to help each other a little bit, or do you think, nah? Because Eddie, for those boys, but then they're not really winning World Cup, so... Yeah.
No, definitely. I mean, all the just the fitness and everything and how you approach stuff, especially I guess when it comes to track changes, maybe like if it starts raining, that you kind of ride on your instincts. And I think that's what you do in enduro, because I couldn't remember anything from practice to
you weren't like a GoPro, because I guess you didn't have to go sit down and go to sleep with GoPros on every night, huh?
Well, I did film everything, but then I tried to download everything. It took like way too long. There was like, nah, fuck it. So I just like watched the first two stages and I didn't even watch
the last
one.
Can't film the helmet cams in 4K. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Will you do another?
I'm probably going to do Crans Montana, yeah.
Sweet. Now, like, now that you know what it's all about,
yeah,
would you want to like have a goal for Crans Montana, or just do it as another fun thing like you did this weekend?
Well, Cecile told me that I have the potential to do it, so I will. I mean, now I know how it's gonna feel like, and I know how I'm gonna approach the stages, I guess. It's like
and being kind of by yourself and not having Matt and the team, and like you had someone working on your bike, or you just kind of like made it happen all weekend. How does that?
Yeah,
work?
I'm actually never riding that bike. I'm racing today,
oh, really?
Like the Slash, and I only ride the small one, the Top Fuel,
because
it's so because it's so fun, and now I'm. Maybe I rode it like maybe 1.5 days in Innsbruck doing crankworks.
Can they put a 29 a mullet on the back of that Slash?
I think you could.
Would you want
I hit my ass quite a lot these stages, so
enduro steep rollovers.
Yeah,
but maybe explain to the people, because people always think enduro is easier than downhill. But you have way more technical sections because you're not having to hit them like fast and wide open and wide tracks. But there's definitely more technical riding
for sure.
In enduro.
For sure. Like when I did the first practice, I came down stage two and I was like, oh my God, what is this? It's like 10 times harder, but it's like so different because it's like slow and and tight corners and so rooty. And the edge nowadays is just so fast and big jumps and stuff. So it's totally different. And yeah, I mean, you race downhill World Cup knowing every centimeter of the track, and you race an enduro stage race
knowing nothing,
and you have to ride on your instinct and look forward. And that's something I struggled with, because I didn't look so much forward.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like always surprised by something.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, good to hear a first timer's experience.
Yeah, thank you.
Richie was a first timer too, one day in enduro, and look at him now.
Yeah. Congrats.